Siman Shinyod, success. Klishiyeshel of Dover Ha'aser of Dover Moser. So it has both. It's supporting both Heter and Isser. So Mutzal the Taltaloi. So now that makes it, it's not considered a bosses, and you're allowed to carry it. Good guy. Machto Shiyeshel Emi Bajem Efer. You have like this shovel you should use to take out the ash from the fire, and it has on it ash, which you're going to use. The chassis by roik oitzaya. They had their dirt floors and different things would get on the floor. They would cover it with the ash, and the ash would absorb the liquid and keep it clean. And v'yeshala gam ken shivri etzim. There's some pieces of wood, which are broken pieces of wood. Shemasurim betilta, which are muksa. So mut the taltal hamachta k'mar shehi. You're allowed to carry the machta. But this is only true kagan shadavar hamutter chashuv midavar aser. The heter item is more valuable than the iser item. Amadavar aser chashuv yaser midavar hamutter. If, however, it's not the opposite is true that the davar aser is more valuable. Batal etzloi. So the less valuable item, which is the heter item, is batal. Well, so the tataloi and it becomes a basis. But tam heter tiltol zeh. Now, the reason why this is mutter to move them as is, without shaking it out, etc. So we assume that it's not a basis. But why you're allowed to carry it with the both pieces, the ash together with the broken wood?
Ash together with the
wood. Mishum efshar lemintkit kitma l'chudei. I feel ishari le'me amachta, because if you would shake it out, it's very hard to pick up the ash. It's very hard to pick up just the ash and not the wood. They're interspersed very, very intimately, interspersed between each other. So it's impossible to do an act of near. Or if I need the spot where it is, I'm allowed to carry it as is, because pouring it out will take up the spot that I need. But I don't need the ash, I just need the shovel itself. So then, don't carry it with the muksa in it. That's a lach of nir that you have to shake it out. Yanayar ha'efer, shake out the ash, reshivi ha'etzim, and the pieces of wood, which are muksa, bimkama in that spot. Yitzlamata, take the macht. Agoah. If you're able to just shake out the iser, then even if you want to move the heter to another spot, shake out the iser and leave the heter in. If they're both there at the beginning of Shabbos, so it became a bosses, the iser and the heter. At the beginning of Shabbos, there's only iser there, so adding the heter later on will not help. Putting the heter there afterwards will not make it mutter. Okay, let's see. Mishabur Lamed Beis. So cut Lamed Beis. Sheesh Lamed Bajarim. It has on it both items, Mibajarim, Isser and Heter. Lafuke im Husak Bishabas. Now, if the case was that this was an oven, there was a wood burning oven, and this only became ash on Shabbos. The ash is a new item because at the beginning of Shabbos there was wood. That's the case of Nailud. Then Asa Maisa Chodosh, Mikara Eitzim Ahashta Efer. Now the case of here was, he says it was Husuk B'Shabbos. It was actually heated on Shabbos. Now how is that possible heated on Shabbos? Even a Gordel Chari can't do Malach of heating. The Malach is when it comes to heat, Chazara Mekel, to allow you to do, because it's considered a tzarech of a chole, not to have heat in the house, not to be cold. So you're allowed to have the mir l'akum to tell the goy to heat up the oven on Shabbos. So in a Shabbos, this was wood, and now you made it into ash.
So this is really saying on Shabbos
that
there was wood that was added to the fire.
So I'm understanding possibly if the I'm not sure, but I think that if the fire is already in there burning it, that would not have a din of nailah. It's talking about the wood which is added on Shabbos. Yes.
Okay. But it would, I thought it wouldn't, it would be considered muksa because it's usage before Shabbos or Banish Mashos. It would be considered in usage for something that's not allowed.
That's true, but since it's omer to become ash,
then you know.
That's not the government of the autumn, but if you're in control, if you set up the system that this is going to happen already from before Shabbos, mm-hmm. that's not considered muksa. The Mikora Eitzim Hash Efer. Originally was wood, now it's ash. I mean, Nisarev Efer Hamutzer, Efer Aser, Vesalo Hoyanikar Kadam Shenisarev. Baltimore Rife. If the ash, which is Mutzer, which is there from before Shabbos, mixed now with the new ash, which is there, which is made on Shabbos, and it immediately got mixed in, there was no moment where the Isser ash was clear and obvious. So then it's bottle bereif. So it goes immediately into the mixture, it's bottle. However, if it's not, that was not so, it did not go immediately into the mixture. The hoya nicker, there's a moment where it was nicker, it gets a status of iser on it. Well, why shouldn't it be bottle bereif? Well, then there's a difference for it. Time alone, the dober sheyesh matir, and I feel a bell for the bottle, muksa yesh the matir, and be'erif. There's a loch in hechus bittle bereif. It's something which is going to become mutter with the passage of time. There's no din of bittul bereif, because I'll say, why should you rely on bittul and use it when it's aser? Just wait till it's mutter and use it then. So muks is going to be, this ash will be mutter to use after Shabbos. So why should I allow you to use it on Shabbos through bittul if I can just tell you wait till after Shabbos? So you can't use it. There's no din of bittul bereif. However, if that's only if it was, it got a status of Isser on it, means at one point in time it was clearly separate, it became Osir, and then it got mixed in. But if it immediately, as it was manning ash, it was mixed in immediately, it was never nicker by itself, never got a status of Isser on it, so it remains Mutter.
Well, can we bring Mius into play here? Because with trash, if you consider that, it's Muksa. But if you consider it as Mius, then you can take the trash out, my understanding. So then, this ash, which is Muksa, but yet, that would be the item that would allow you to make something like the tzoa or the rope in your house, not mutes.
It's a very good sora. I'm not aware that the halacha follows that.
What? Tzoa or what? Not mutes, a rope?
Kazu b'chayodim. Nearly, the maim anotim in Ilonis, b'mei nisen, asur n'gam kemishim melet. The runoff of seven of the trees, which falls down on Shabbos, is also a problem. Because of Nilah, which means that basically what it means that the condensation which is developing on your nice cool leaf, and then this it starts producing condensation, which you know the chill, the warmer air which has moisture in it condenses, so that condensing is being made out of air. That's a Nilah, and that's going to be Muksa. Similar. The person say the water which the air, from the air conditioner, that water is muksa because it's basically condensation which is developing from the warm air. Fili yesh kvar kli imamayim mi'erev Shabbos shenotiv l'saychay. So well, let's use this word that we just said was if it gets mixed immediately it's mutter. So put a kli which has water under it, have it catch the water as it drips. That's true, but the problem is from the drip into the water, it was a drip already. So it won't be bought. Filachi Osir, Lamin Bizet the bottle, Totipa and Tefis, Hoysa Nikr, Karim Shinizar, Mamayim. Kamel and Dabashe Shamatir, and Filabella Fli bottle. So again, if it mixes in immediately, so it'll be Motu. But since it didn't, it forms and then it falls into the bucket. So that as it's ready forming and falling in before it hits the bucket, it smokes it. And then it's not bottle because it's Dabashesh material, which is not bottle belt.
So then everything becomes muksa.
Yeah, the whole thing becomes unusable.
Yeah. But it's not nicker, though.
It's a drop.
But once it goes in there, it's not nicker, though.
But that's too late because now it got a status of viscera on it, and now it mixes in. Fill belt with bottle. Chosha bin Davar Osir, it was some of the case where it was that the heter was more valuable than the iser. So it's a basis for both, and the heter is more valuable, so it's not muktzeh. If both the iser and the heter are equally valuable to the person, so then it's also because it's a basis of davar aser. You can't say that the davar aser is tuffle to the davar heter. Because of poskim. And for most people, they consider the heter more valuable. For this person, the iser is more significant to him, or vice versa. So we would follow the definition would be based on the person himself and not somebody else. Just going back to that concept, which you had on the base, there are other examples of it. You know, there's a lot of that. The liquor which comes out of the fruits in the Rome. So if it comes out of grapes and olives, that liquid would, even though it came out of the stone, you didn't squeeze it at all. That you cannot use that liquid. So if I would have a empty container and I put some grapes in it and some liquid, some of the grape juice flows out to the bottom of the container, I can't drink that grape juice. If there'd be other liquid in there already and the grape juice goes immediately into the liquid and never had a moment to where it was first grape juice, we'd say the same thing as Balta Baroi. It's first going to become juice and then flow into the bottom, it'd be the same problem. It would be nicker already. Once it's nicker, the vegetation material is not Balta Baroi.
So, but if the grapes and the olives are still mixed into that juice, then that you can take out then, though?
What do you mean?
Meaning, let's say there's juice, let's say it's an olive jar and it has olive juice in it, and the olive juice from the olive squeezed into that bottle, and there's other olives in there.
Okay.
You take those olives out from it then. That's sitting in that same...
Case of Israel is a case of heter.
It would be the case of Israel. It would make the juice Israel, because that drop that was that falls into it now makes everything else muksa in there.
You don't know what it prevents you from taking
the other olives out.
I don't think so.
And so why not? Because then we would say that would be...
The olives aren't muksa.
Huh?
The olives aren't liquid. The olives are olives. They're cool.
But it's still mixed together. It's still sorry, though. It wouldn't matter.
You're asking there's no reason why the olives should be us, so the olives are heter.
But I'm saying, though...
You're a problem with total muksa. See, it doesn't make everything else muksa. It just means you can't use it, because there's iser there. So when I'm moving, if I move the heter, tilt the minazad, so the tzart over heter, it should be okay. Now, kosu akpreskim, the im l'chol, lamadal. The tam heter tilt. Now, this halacha is because the case was you had the ash, which was usable, and the broken pieces of wood, which are not usable. And we said you're allowed to carry it as is. You're not mechuyav to shake off the dunir. So he wants to ask, why aren't you? So that was the question. The lama b'simen shintes sif gimel amrinan b'peiris hamonachim im evan b'sal. You have fruit together with a rock in the basket. Dalagav the sal who bosses leiser the heter. We said even though the chara of the basket has both rocks in it and fruit in it, so it's bosses for both. And we said that it's not, therefore, it's the sal, the basket does not become muksa because it's bosses for the heter is more important than the yisr. But we said mekom mokum hecha the efshar lo yital to peris vasal calls manchav and murushal. But if it's possible, you're mechuyev to shake out the rock and not leave the rock in the basket. We said you pour the whole thing out. Then put the fruit back into the basket and leave the rock there. So we're also, after Sarach Lever, you need the ass which was not muksa. He should shake out the ash with the pieces of wood onto the ground and then put the ash back into the shovel. Then move it as is. That was the question. Was there a kosav? It's just practically it's very difficult to pick up the ash by itself. Mishum the shivri etzim, I know shwarim ktam. The case where they were very small pieces, and they're mixed into the ash very well, and therefore it's very hard to pick out just the ash. So what are you going to do? Or there's little pieces of coal, they're charcoal, again, which that's muksa, and you can't take the ash by itself. Just practically, it's not going to happen. Or the case was you need the place where it was, so shaking it out will not solve the problem. Welcome, you can't shake it out. It'll fall in the place you need it. And that's why we said before, if I need the spot, I'm not mukhir to shake it out there on that spot. But if I just need the shovel itself, so shake everything out. You know, Afer, if it's going to cost you a loss of money, you're not mukhir to shake it out either. Like we had before, if you shake out the case, which you had, was you shake off the stone off the top of the barrel, and it's going to break the barrel next to it. So you said you'll have to carry it with the stone on top to wherever you then shake off the stone over there, because you shake it off over here, there's other barrels, it's going to break one of the barrels. So you're not, it means you're allowing you to carry it with the muksa because of the law, potential loss it might cause. Okay. If there is just Isser on it, at the beginning of Shabbat, there was only Isser. Matthew, if you can come back from Mar, it would be appreciated. Okay. Putting the Heter on afterwards won't help. Even if the Isser falls off totally, Gamkin also keeping these because of the Ben Hashmoshes. Once it was Muks at the beginning of Shabbos, it remains Muks at the rest of Shabbos. Kanavas of Zion. Mishabbos Hunuch Alav Davar Yisr. But let's say, however, beginning of Shabbos, there was nothing there. And then you put Yisr on it on Shabbos. Hol Ben Hashmoshes Lo Yis Katsoi. Havle Muks at the Chatzi Shabbos. The rule is, you're trying to make a Muks in the middle of Shabbos. Kamon Dein Muks at the Chatzi Shabbos. Now, what does it mean that Ein Muks at the Chatzi Shabbos? It means like this. Mishigber explained. It doesn't mean that while it's there, it's not a problem. It means when it later on, when you rectify the problem by shaking it off, or by putting out something else there, you can fix it. If it's Muksa beginning of Shabbos, you can't fix it. It remains thus the rest of Shabbos. If it came Muksa in the middle of Shabbos, you can make it not Muksa in the middle of Shabbos, later on in Shabbos also. El Kozman Sheyis Emunach Olav Asa B'Tzelzel. So the Mishigber says that. It does become also to move it right now. You're allowed to put something else on to make it not muksa. And then you either carry it with the muksa, if you can't shake off the muksa there, or you shake off the muksa. So you're allowed to put something else there to solve the problem. Okay, sif tes. It has in it both something which is mutter to move, and it has money. In a mos enem iker, mutter l'taltel al kamar shehi al pi atzadayim shenis bar b'machta. So this would be a similar deal we said by the case of the machta, that if the iker is the davar hetzer, that'll override the money. Now there are some person who would say that even though maybe money is more valuable, but in regards to my Shabbos needs, what the other item which is there is more valuable to me on Shabbos than the money. So it's also called that it's a basis l'davar hetzer. The ikur is a basis l'davar hetzer, because right now what's more important to me for Shabbos is the fact that it's holding item X as opposed to the money. So that would also be. That's why your chalas will override the value of the neiris or something of that sort. Because right now, chal is more valuable to me than the value of the nair. Okay. Dine simin shin yud aleph. Dine meis per Shabbos b'shar tiltum min atzah. What do you do in case you have a mace and you need to move the mace because of potential damage to the mace, or other cases where a person is moving something indirectly? Mace shemutal b'makom shiyori alav b'mnei adaleika. You have a mace put in a place where there's a concern, there's a fire which is breaking out, and there's a potential for the fire to reach the place and burn the mace. Chas v'shol. So, what are you allowed to do? The mace is muksa. Chazal made a kula. Kula goes like this. Yesh kicker, if you have a loaf of bread, or a tinnik or a child, so matatal, you move the mace, ayudeya. Means you, what you do is, either you put the kicker on top of the mace, put the loaf of bread on top of the mace, or you have a, you carry the mace with the loaf of bread on top of it, or you have a litter, which the mace is sitting on a litter, some type of stretcher, you put the loaf of bread on the stretcher together with the mace. So Chazal were make up because of the concern of bizoyin a mace, of the, you know, having a mace be consumed in a fire is considered bizoyin a mace. So Chazal were make up to move it with kicker tinnik. We may aim like kicker tinnik. If you do not have the option of kicker tinnik, in Yeshua shtei mitas, if you have two of these stretchers, so the Chazal say what you're supposed to do is matatla yadeshi hapchenu mimita lemita davi tiltamin etzad. You roll it off of one onto the other, then roll it up, then you keep going back and forth. So you're never really carrying it; you're just sort of like shaking it off. So that's also a form of tiltamin etzad, and that's preferred. V'imein lo loizeh v'lo izeh matatla lo tiltal gamer Chazal. We're makel that you're allowed to carry it directly. It's all talking about you're carrying it within the same area. You're not getting involved in carrying it from one Erev to one Chatzah to another Chatzah without an Erev or to a Carmelis, etc. We're not dealing with that. We're dealing with the issue. The only issue over here is Tiltal Mux. Similarly, because our Mekel, Mesa Mutzal Bechama, the Mesa is sitting in the sun, and the sun is causing it to decompose more rapidly than we would like it to. So metalta mechamal itzel boisu rishus ayidik kicker tinnik. You're allowed to move it out of the sun into the shade by putting a kicker tinnik. We may only kicker tinnik. If you don't have a kicker tinnik, the Chazal said lo yitatal no klal el filo lahavkam mitzamita. You do not. You cannot use the kula we said by the case of the leiko. The tiltu min etzad shmei tiltu. And the mechamal mitzamizesh said sim zayin ma'am atakante. Chazal did create a heter that you can sort of make a canopy over it. But to move it, you can't move it. So why were Chazal more makel by the case of the fire than the case over here of the sun? Because Chazal said that if we don't create a way that this guy's going to carry this mace out of the fire, we're afraid he's going to put out the fire. Because he'll be so concerned about the mace that he'll just forget what it is and put out the fire. So we're going to create some type of heter for him. Over here, you don't create a heter for him. So, there's no answer for him, you know. Initially, it was the only issue of air was tilt the mux. I was like, listen, if you don't create a way to let him move the mux, so he'll move the mux. Okay. So, but there's no reason to be matter mux, because he might move mux. Over there, we be matter mux, because he might do kibbutz.
Why would he do that as opposed to just moving the box? You would think the real concern is the exact same thing. He's not going to put out the fire. He knows that this is Durban and this is Duraisa. I'm going to move the body.
No, the problem is the person is going to get so overwhelmed by the fact that his mace is about to be put out, burnt by a fire. The natural thing you do on a Tuesday is you take a bucket of water and you put out the fire. Right? So but you're going to end up with the guy doing that instead. You're right. The guy would be thinking, the problem is we're afraid that the people, you know, in a situation where a person gets overwhelmed, and he doesn't think clearly. Kicker atinik. That the Mishnah Berurah said, cut an olive. Within Shar Chevich and Mutal Taltal, it's not only a loaf of bread or a child, anything which is Dover Shal Heter would work. Now, but Tam Shetzricho Lachol Zeb, or Hitira Lataltal Lehedja, Kamash Mesayim Lehesayim. You should not carry it directly, and we make you go through these other subterfuges. If you're going to be mad, moving it directly anyway, just tell me it's mutter. No. If you're going to do it in a way which is more permissible, because I would prefer you to do that. Then you move it based on the kicker of the tinnik. So you put it on the mace, or you put it next to the mace. The child or the loaf of bread. You move it together. It's not clear and obvious that you're moving the the muksa, because you're marrying this other item also. Now, Zodim Shabrubo, Tiru, Ayere Eitzazu, the Kikur Tinak, El, the Mace Bofad, and the Bizoyan and Mace. Because that will only mount there by Bizoyan and Mace, because of the cover of the Mace. We're not going to use this eight, so how to solve the problem of carrying other types of muksa, like a stone, etc. Like the Shulchan Aruch points out later on, that this is a heter which is limited to mace.
We said this already, right? In Shulchan we're saying this. The Rosh, I think, said it was for everything. We use this heter for everything.
There is a number in the Gemara which uses this heter for other things. And the Shulchan Aruch is going to tell you that we don't. So that means the Pesach is not like the Shita, which says that it'd be put to use it for other items. And that's pretty clear in the Gemara. I don't know if it was the Rosh, but there are cases. What was the case over there? All the way back.
That's only
Klishmat, which has this, which is more cool than Kedushita. Right. That's a Rosh, but her person is arguing that even that they say that's not true. Right. Good. Minitza. So the Eitz is roll it from one bed to the next, which is tilted minasad. Valvagav the tilted gimel. Valvagav the tilted minasad gam ken shmei tiltul. Doing it this way is also called moving it. Shematatul tzarech davar muksa. Tilted minasad is only what to be doing the tzarech davar hatter. And now over here, doing it the tzarech davar muksa. Question calls it besivches. Come walk on, even so, mitaleki hitiru. Chazal were meko by the case of the fire. That a person is very concerned and overwhelmed because of his mace. If you do not find a way to permit it, we're afraid also the kabuya, he's going to come to put out the fire. Now, so you use this one bed to the other, etc. Are you allowed to move the beds? Well, so that depends. Totally bizarre. If the case was the person was still alive, beginning of Shabbos, but he was on this bed, and then he died on Shabbos. So beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't a bosses. Once the mace is no longer there on the bed, you let him move the bed. The nasis boss of the mace came and said the ben hashmoshes. The beginning of Shabbos, it wasn't muksa. Achi mace bear of Shabbos. The case was that he died before Shabbos. So the bed, the chara now is it was the beginning of Shabbos. This bed was there supporting the mace. So Rosh Oyser, the Rosh says that therefore it gets it in a bosses of the Veroser, and it remains books of the rest of Shabbos. V'hamor matter, the Balamor is matter it, I'm not sure why he's matter. Now, v'mhoye daita mitchila shiyah munuch ameis aleha. Oh, that's what he's saying, okay. Because you didn't person, getting back to the idea, we say that if a person doesn't really want it to be there, it just happens to be that's where it is, because where else he's supposed to put it doesn't get it in a bus. It's like we said, the case of the meat on top of the chalas in the freezer doesn't make the chalas muksa. The chalas is supporting the meat, but it became that was the reality which happened without the person necessarily desiring it to be so. So same thing over here, but. If he intended that the mace should be there, and remember the Shita says it's not, if he planned to move it on Shabbos, it also takes within buses. No, but he plans to be there the whole Shabbos. Kliyamanas is a meet the buses, bus of the Tatl. So that case would definitely be buses. This all talking about moving it by Isa Rishus. Now, Mashmi says the rishus acher also lohotzi b'chol gavni. The Shulchan Aruch seems to be indicating carrying it to another rishus is going to be also. Aba harba akrenim hiskimu dafil rishus acheres shlo ervi imzet. Many poskim say to move it to another chotzer, which there's no ruvich chotzeres between the two. So it's an issue of the rabbanon to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer if there's no eruvich chotzeres. Ala caramelist, even if they carry it into a caramelist, which is the Rabbanan carrying it there. Shar lahoitzim nei bizayon ames. Again, for bizayon ames, we're making all those things also. Now, in that situation, should you use kikar atinik? Well, in a certain sense, kikar atinik make it worse. Well, now I'm carrying a kikar and atinik in the caramels. Right? So I'm being mouth you to carry the maize out of the house where the fire is into the caramels. But meanwhile, I say, well, you got to carry the kid, so I'm schlepping the kid also. What's that to schlep the kid? So we'll see in Sipis. Now, v'yesh mi'achrenim, shayim time shayim there, some of v'orbesipit. V'yesh mi'achrenim, shakos, some achrenim add another step. So I told you that the mechaber is mashma, only that rishus. The other achrenim argues, no, it's any rishus. Some achrenim say the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch also meant that another rishus is mutter. V'yesh mi'achrenim, shakos, the gamma das mechaber who came, that from one rishus to another rishus is mutter. Ah, Yamasha Kosa Boys of Rishos. Why did he say Osir Rishos? What's the learner? What he meant to say was, Yamasha Ksavnu, Milsa, the Psika, the Tzarkla, Chila, Kikar, and Tinnik, Udavka Boys of Rishos. So they learn that the Machaber is discussing the issue of the child, which is accompanying the mace. So that, luckily, you put a child there, it's in the same Rishos. And that's Klor. Alba Kashimasiya, the Rishos, Achar, if you're carrying it to another Chotzer. For example, you can't leave it in that chotzer. You must go to another chotzer because it's not safe for the mace anywhere in that chotzer. Oz lav milsa the psiku. Then it's not clear if you should put the kid there. So in Oyser Rishos, this is clearly the correct procedure. As opposed to when it's not Oyser Rishos, it's not clear what the correct procedure is. That's why I said Oyser Rishos, because this is where the procedure is correct. The procedure is clear. And that's how the Vosh understands it. Okay. Or you have a case of the Mesa Mutal Bachama. Marsha Dainlo Hisriach, it has not already started to decompose. Al Shechoshish, Pemen Yisriach, we're worried about it starting to decompose. So you can't move it. Only to that rishus. Also to maybe the sipes. Fine. Aval das more b'hagoshom. David das Rashi b'tur the gama mutal b'chama shukar b'lasriach nami shor loitzi rishus acher b'chein posuka b'ach l'hokel. Darshitas would say that no, the concern about the potential of becoming a sriach also was matter to carry it from one rishus to another rishus. Shmei tilta, moving it indirectly is considered moving it. Since you're moving it for the tzarech of the davar muksa, Tamza also litchov ayin ekane davar shu muksa. So moving with a stick, which is also indirect moving, it doesn't help me because if my goal is to move the muksa, that's also us. As we said before, there's a difference between using your hands indirectly and using your bat. Using your hands indirectly is called tilta minitzah. Using your body is called tilta baguf. A tilta baguf for the Mishabura holds is mutter, even though you're there, you're doing it to protect the muksa. Tilta minitzah is only mutter, the tzarech davar heter. So I want to use this stick to move the muksa, that's called tilta minitzah, but it's the tzarech davar aser and it's aser. Then he says, Ach, im tichifas ubim neshet tzarech lihishtam shemakim shemunu shem muksa. I need the spot. So I take the stick to move the muksa out of the way. So tilta minitzah, the tzarech davar mutter. Shori. Tavi tiltim in etzad, the tzarech davar mutter, the commandment b'sevches, like it says in sevches, that's mutter. But, finally, el b'sim b'shinches, b'shabura, sevkotten, kuf tesvav. No, I'm sorry, not but. So he says, in another example, you find this idea was there before in simen shinches. Now, there is a sheet that says that, if you take a stick in your hand, and the stick is just an extension of your hand, not like the taz, that's called tiltum in itzad. Pushing the stick and the item, moving the item, that's not tiltum in itzad. I'm picking up the barrel, and the thing's come along for the ride. Right? But the barrel is not a normal way to pick up a stone. But if the normal way to move this item is, say, well, tiltum in itzad, using a broom to move the mux, it's not tiltum in itzad. That's how you move dirt. Right, So there are some who call that. That's not called tultum minatzad. So maisa in regards to, let's say, cleaning off the table. We spoke about the cleaning off the, how to clean off the table. So we said we're samech lekula. If you use it with a knife, or use it with something else, it's called tultum minatzad. There are some people who are mafak. Well, I'm moving directly. I'm using the knife to move it. It's not me. It's the knife. It's just that's not called indirect. The knife is an extension of my hand. So, but maisa we're samech lekula. Okay. Yeah, maybe let's just start Bay. We'll leave the Shabbos. We'll just start the Sif. Meis shehisriach b'bayis. It's already starting. It's already not about to decompose, but it's already decomposing. And it's in the house. The people are uncomfortable with it. So, it's embarrassing to the mace that you know this. The mace is smelling so terribly, and the people are smelling it. And they're uncomfortable with the idea that the mace is that they're seeing the mace doing this. That's what the Shabura mentioned, that maybe we're makel even more, even if it's ready, it's on its way to be masriach, even though it's not there yet. Because that we're makel, that you can carry it out to the karmelis. If the people could leave instead. So we do not move the mace. Leave the mace there, and they should go somewhere else. The Yesharman, some say, Shalotiru, Lotila Carmelis, Eliade to Kikabatinik. You might need a Kikabatinik to do this. But Yeshmi Shoimer, some say the opposite. Shakol Shamitzilo Carmelis, Mutalotzi Shaloi Kikabatinik, Shalamite, but so maybe it's better not to use the Kikabatinik. So that's the Machloikis between, says, it's a Rashi and a Ramban. The Rashi says you should use a kikar b'tinik, and the Ramban says you should not, b'dafka not. V'yesh mishamata l'tzio afle Rishas Rabim. There's a sheet which takes it a step further and says even to Rishas Rabim it's mutter. Ayurei tinuk. Now, because we have a concept called chai noses atzmo, so carrying a tinuk is only a drabonon. But avle ayurei kikar, could that be hutzah d'raisa? There's other examples where it could be in a situation of bizoyan. We can move it based with these ideas of these rules. The mace was on a boat. I'm not sure exactly what this case is. Something like it was like, you know, you do it like a problem over there. They had the mace on the boat, and people come into the boat. I don't know exactly what the story is, but we're worried about it. But so we'll be matzah to move it based on these rules which you said. Hanko. Who adin the term lermer leini yehudi letaltalei kamal yedei kikar b'tinik. We can ask the koy to move it. That's also mut. But the boss of the taltal mace ayedei kikar b'tinik letzarech kahanim adavar achir. The heter is because of the tzarech of the mace. So listen, well, you know, the kahanim need a place. Get the mace out of here. But the mace is fine where it is. But we need the spot for the kahanim. The kikar tinnik will not work. And Yehuda yesh matirim, to have it move, I have a non-Jew move it for the need of the kahanim. So that's maybe as much. And we're semach on having a goy move it, so it's muksa, and a goy is moving muksa. So it's a shvus to shvus. And if there's a mitzvah involved, it's shvus to shvus. It's mutter the tzarech mitzvah. So in the case that there was a mace, loyal lano, there's a situation of a mace in the chasna hall. And that was negated because the chasnas were done in the courtyard of the shul.
Or they came.
And the tara house was also in the courtyard of the shul. So you would need to move the mace because of the circle of chasna. You know, they were celebrating their shavrochas there, you know, and they used to get married at every Shabbos, and they would have the suna Friday night, and there's a mace there, uncoupled situation, so you're allowed to have a goy move the